do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
Yeah, you do that. On we go. Coming up, Dan Dirkholtz. Before we get there, we bring it a little closer to home, Slammin' Sammy Sound, a.k.a. Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward. Also, just on top of everything going on in the music scene. And greetings to you.
Greetings to you.
So, lovely. I missed the Baby Blues Showcase. I apologize.
Over That's okay.
So, that was Sunday, was it?
That was last Sunday. Yeah, always traditionally the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Fantastic time. Big shout out to Jeremy Siegel-Moss.
Siegel-Moss.
And him and Carrie Liston, they do such a great show. I mean, a lot of people were there. Raised about $215.50 for Play It Forward.
And that was just from raffle.
Just from
proceeds,
raffles. So. Yeah. And we did something fun this year. You get one for a dollar, six for 10, and then you get an arm's length for 20.
Okay. All
that
right.
Depending on your arm's length.
Wait a minute. One for a dollar and six for $10?
Yep.
Shouldn't it be six for $6?
No, it was six for 10. And an arm's length was more of the point.
Get them while they're drunk. That's what you do. All righty then.
Yeah, it was something like that.
All right, let's talk about Play It Forward for a moment and your effort to get instruments into the hands of young aspiring musicians, even though they may not know that they are and just don't have that opportunity because they can't afford the instruments, don't have access to them, the schools don't have them because they don't have the money, and you're champion right here. So what was your week like on that front?
Well, again, at the event, a good friend of mine, Don Levine, brought in two more of his guitars, beautiful mint condition guitars. Excited about placing those. And there's a new organization in St. Louis called Urban Future. And I saw a post that they put out on Facebook, and they're looking for a drum kit. And there's a lady out in Wentzville that has this perfectly like new drum kit. So I'm going to coordinate those two. So these are some of the extra things that Play It Forward can kind of coordinate and pull off. To kind of benefit other programs.
Anything you're looking for in particular right now?
Well, a guy from Collinsville tonight emailed me, and he's got two violins. We live in the same town, so I'm meeting him on Sunday. And a clarinet came in the mail today. So, again, anything that you have laying around that you are no longer using. And here's a tip, too, everybody. You don't have to even go through Play It Forward if you don't want to. Call a local school in your area. If you have a trumpet in your home, call the music teacher, ask him or her, hey, do you need this trumpet? And I guarantee you they'll say yes. So, you know, just take it upon yourself.
Playitforwardstl.org. Do you have a wish list on the website?
Yes.
Here's what we're looking for?
Yes.
Because I haven't looked in a while. So.
Yes. There's a link there, you know, instruments needed, and that'll give you the whole rundown.
Okay. Well, then we will do just that.
Well, thank you, sir.
Any charity events coming up to you that we need to plug?
Jeremy and I are going to do the Dynamic Duos at the Blueberry Hill December 12th or the 15th.
All right, so we still got time to plug that one a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about that maybe next week. So it's going to be all these acoustic duos. And, of course, Devin was in town last night at the Shanty. And they
Devin,
made that.
Devin Allman.
Devin Allman has a new album going to be released in February called Turquoise. It's his first solo album. And I've heard some of the stuff. It's great.
And when you say solo, it's just him, no Honey Tribe or
no Honey Tribe, or... no Royal Southern, just Devin. Big tour dates list already on the website and Facebook. And last night he made it a Play It Forward show locally there at the Shanty. And Steve Housewright from Strings Attached, who Play It Forward has given a lot of stuff to, they actually returned the favor and gave us two guitars that they had extra. So We're just sharing the Play It Forward love.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right, let's hear some local sounds. Who do you got?
Well, I know you're going to be happy to hear this. You wait till you hear this track. This is the Logos.
Love these guys. They were four when we first featured them on the program. What I think the drummer was in utero the first time we featured him on the show.
Every time you talk about the Logos, you make him younger and younger. I know Colin was 21 last time I saw him. So, of course, there's Colin and Tom, and they just added a new bass player, 18-year-old Connor Steinhardt. I think I'm pronouncing his name. This year, they released a new 6-song EP called Like Father, Like Son. You can check it out on iTunes, streaming off Spotify. Go to their website, logosrock.com.
Spotify?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Spotify, is that it?
It's Spotify. You were so plugged in. She's so plugged in. It's on the YouTube
It's
thing.
On the YouTube link thingamajigs. You know I'm from England.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to go check out the Logos here recently, on November 30th, what is that, tomorrow night, Lindbergh's in Springfield, Missouri. $5 gets you in, $9 showtime. Something a little more in St. Louis, Plush on December 8th. I think I'm going to go to that show. And on the 26th, Turner Hall in Quincy, Illinois. And all the songs were written and recorded in a studio called The Bucket with producer Adam Richman on Coney Island in New York City. And I remember when the boys left last year for New York City. Colin was out there for a long time. So they've done extremely well. I love this song. It's amazing. It's called Apology.
New stuff from Logos and Like Father, Like Son, now available on iTunes and Spotify. They're probably shaving now. They're all grown up.
They are all grown up. I love it.
That's
a talented, talented band there. I think we should pay attention as the years go by. They'll still be young. We'll be old, but what are you going to do?
We're already old. We were old when they hit the scene.
I know. They're so talented, though, man. I love it. I'm going to the Plush show, so... look for me there, Colin, Tom, and Connor. Looking forward to it.
Logosrock.com, to the website for them. All right, who else are you sharing with us?
Aaron Mansfield, actually one of my favorites in St. Louis. And in the studio right now here in St. Louis, working on the new album, Shadow, that should be released in the next several weeks. You can check him out at Cicero's on January 18th at 8:30. $7 gets you in that door. And there's a benefit in St. Charles called We Love St. Charles. That's going to be in late February, maybe February 22nd. We Love St. Charles. You ever heard of that?
I have not.
Me either. So maybe we'll talk more about that. Anyway, you check AaronMansfieldMusic.com. Aaron's very cool, man. He's a singer-songwriter. I like his sound. I mean, this is a kid that you would expect to see on American Idol or The Voice or one of those programs. So I kind of like this. This is going to be off the new album that will be coming out. The first album was Portrait of Me in 2008, so this is the second project. And this track is called Getting Over Myself.
Searching for a place to find myself.
Aaron Mansfield. All right, you're two for two so far. Now, is this off his first one, or is this off the soon-to-be-released?
This is off the soon-to-be-released album that they're in studio finishing up. I believe it's going to be a 10-track album, so something to look forward to from Aaron Mansfield. I like that artist. I always have, and I hope to do some more stuff with him. I'd like to see him out in town more.
Cicero's, January 18th, next performance for them. All right, one more artist. What do you got for us in your bag of musical tricks over there?
Well, our good friend Johnny Henry, check him out at johnnyhenry.com. His album Now was produced at the famed 16-ton studio in Nashville with producer Scotty Huff. This guy worked with Keith Urban, the Mavericks. I love the Mavericks. Do you remember them?
Not so much.
Oh, and Jake Owens. Ring a bell?
Same as the Mavericks.
Okay. Well, those are all country kind of rockabilly artists.
I know Keith Urban is.
I know. I figured you would. Of course. We all know Keith Urban. Anyway, so that's kind of cool. That's a pretty high-end producer for Johnny Henry. You can check him out at Flip Flops. I mean, this is the third time we've mentioned Flip Flops on the show. I think they should
pay.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'll call them tomorrow. Anyway, Johnny and Dan Martin at Flip Flops. From 8 to 12 on Friday. And this is always fun this time of year. Of course, it's the ugly Christmas sweater party. You probably have those parties.
No, but I have those sweaters. And I'm a Jew.
I was just going to say, there's something so wrong about that.
There really aren't a lot of ugly Hanukkah sweaters out there.
Why don't you create an ugly Hanukkah sweater party and
we'll
come?
You know what? I'll get started on that immediately.
You and Suze can put a nice event together.
Immediately, I'll get on this. Right away, I'll drop everything.
Anyway, if you like Johnny's stuff, you can check out the album Now. It's on iTunes, Google, and look, I even wrote Spotfly on that one.
You okay?
I just think it's funny.
It was Johnny Henry and the Engines.
Yes.
Is it still?
No. Different John Henry. Different John Henry.
It is?
Yes. Very different.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
It was the same one.
Yeah. Well, you should go check him out at Flip Flops.
I'll do that.
Tomorrow night. Or at Satchmo's in Chesterfield, Missouri on Saturday, December 1st. So I'm excited about the ugly Christmas party sweater. I think that's kind of fun. So check this out. The song called Waiting on the Rain. This is off the album Now.
All right.
And Johnny Henry.
All right, we're going to go out with that. And thank you, Slam and Sammy Sound, for all the great stuff, all the great work. Play it forward, STL.org, for more information on stuff. Good to see you, my dear.
Thank you, my darling.
And we continue with the Thursday Night Music Club. Dan Dirkholtz coming up to get us there. A little Johnny Henry for you now.
I never knew the difference back then. His daddy kept our circumstances between my mom and him. I never felt his dread when the bills arrived, 'cause he shouldered it, shot me a big old smile. He taught me that a dollar's there to spend. It won't do much good in heaven, sure won't get you in. You should set aside a few for a rainy day. Just don't waste your time and worry life away. Stop waiting on the rain to fall. Quit counting on the creek to rise. No matter what the weatherman says, still at dawn when the sun don't shine. Just take each moment by the hand and live it the best you can. There's no point.